What should my caption be? How many times have you heard that? Better yet, how many times have you said that? In today's podcast, I'm going to talk about different strategies to come up with content and hopefully never need to ask that question again. You're listening to episode number 3 of the Social Media Mompreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Marilena Lamp, and it is my purpose to help you increase your online presence and grow your revenue with practical and inexpensive online marketing tips. I want to start off this podcast by addressing the elephant in the room, which is my voice. I have been battling a sinus infection now for over a month, and it has taken a toll on both the sound and the projection of my voice. Probably doesn't also help that I'm a teacher. And so every day I'm speaking to, or rather speaking at, 132 students. And I just became super obsessed with the soundtrack to A Star Is Born. So I've had Shallow on repeat, and I have just been belting out the lyrics at the top of my lungs because, girl, that song is just so good. But anyway, that has for sure taken a toll on my voice as well. So I apologize in advance for that. So the overarching theme when creating content is to determine what is going to bring your audience value and how can you build a relationship with them. So what you want to think about is, what will your audience relate to? What problems do they have and how can you solve them? My first tip is to tell a story. Telling a story can humanize the person behind the product. Better yet, that story should have a moral or maybe something you learned. A not so great example would be my sinus infection story. So I don't think I'm really going to be gaining any followers because of that story, but it at least showed that there is a real life person who deals with sickness behind this business. My second piece of advice, and this is one of my favorite things from a marketing standpoint, is just to do a brain dump. So what I mean by that is, you get out a piece of paper and you get out a good old-fashioned number 2 pencil and you just write down everything on your mind without a filter, without erasing, without crossing anything out. This way you get all of these out-of-the-box ideas and maybe something new will come from that. Another tip is to look at headlines of relevant magazines or covers of industry publications. For example, I'm not in the psychology field, but I did major in it in college. So time and again, I read Psychology Today. So if I was a therapist or a psychologist trying to build my business online, some of the content that I could post has to do with the cover stories on Psychology Today. So I just looked at the most recent one, and I believe that the topics were about new technology to cure depression and why people bail on you and what you deserve in a partner. So those are just the titles that are on the cover. Immediately, you can see that they're trying to solve a problem. They're trying to solve a problem for a very common mental illness. They're trying to solve a problem that has to do with a significant other relationship and then maybe with a friendship. But just that right there can help you gain ideas about what to talk about. Strategy number 4, survey your audience. Now, this can be something as simple as an Instagram story poll in which you're giving your audience 2 different options. Do you want to hear more about recipes or do you want to hear more about workouts? But a more elaborate way to do this is to send out an actual survey through an email, such as a Google form. And in the survey, you want to have different types of questions. So you want to include multiple choice questions because those are really easy to answer. And you really want to include open-ended questions. So even though this requires more time for your audience to invest in to answer these questions, you get some really valuable feedback. Because with the multiple choice questions, you're asking them what you think you know. But with the open-ended question, you're getting data that you didn't know that you need to know. Maybe they are interested in something you had no idea about, but in that survey, you'll find out. Strategy number 5 is to research your competitors. See what they're doing, or better yet, see what they're not doing. See what their customers' pain points are. And a good place to find this is on Amazon, if your competitors are on Amazon. For example, let's say that you want to start a cooking blog and you eventually want to become a cookbook author. So you can look up the people that you would believe would be your competitors and see what the reviews say. So I did this for one cookbook that I own. I actually have quite the collection of vegan cookbooks myself. And the comments on this one cookbook said that the type was too small and the type was too light, and there were not enough pictures, so it was difficult to understand how this dish was supposed to turn out, and there weren't really any kid-friendly or kid menu items in this cookbook. So right there, you have a very tangible product that you can create for new content. So you can create a kids menu item with beautiful pictures and big, bold type. Tip number 6, interview someone. Maybe this is someone in the industry or outside the industry, but either way, they have something valuable to share with your audience. Or if you don't do something like a podcast, you can always have a guest blogger. Same concept. A really good example of this is a podcast called How I Built This. And what the podcast is they interview CEOs and founders of really well-known companies. And obviously, I find it valuable because I'm in the business world, but there's always something to be taken away from a founder or from an entrepreneur's story. Tip number 7, talk about a success you've had and what it has taught you, which is similar to tip number 8, which is talk about a failure you've had and what it taught you. Or you can talk about what you would do differently if you were in that position again. Strategy number 9, make it holiday themed. So this is something I did really frequently with the restaurant business that I was in. So there's obviously the really common holidays such as Christmas and Mother's Day and Easter and New Year's Eve. But you can also get creative with this with holidays that are relevant to your business. So let's say, for example, you are a pet groomer or a dog walker. Maybe you could post about how it's famous pets' birthdays, or maybe it's their pets' founders' birthdays. So maybe that has to do with like Charles Schulz and Snoopy, or Garfield, or Mr. Ed, or Marmaduke. Tip number 10, become an expert in your line of work. What I mean by this is people don't like to be sold to. I don't think that's a surprise for anyone. So while social media is a really great avenue to show your products and show how well they work and your success from selling X, Y, or Z, I think the more you post about your successes and the products, the more followers you're going to lose. Take, for example, a realtor. I think if a realtor were to constantly post about this house that they sold or the new hot listing on the market, I don't think that they would gain a lot of followers. Not everyone just has hundreds of thousands of dollars just to spend on their product. But what they can do is they can become the expert in that field. So in between these posts of the new hot house on the market, they can post things like things to do around town, or the history of the town, or trends in home values, or trends in interior design. By showing that they know all about everything real estate, it builds trust with their followers and can help them gain a customer. Strategy number 11. Look at the analytics of your past posts and see what resonated with your followers. So this is really easy to do if you have Instagram for business or Facebook for business. But if you don't, that's still okay. Because all you want to look for is the engagement. You want to see how many likes, how many comments, how many shares, how many retweets, how many pins, how many fill in the blank that measures engagement. See what works. See what resonates with your followers. I have a good friend, I think I've talked about her before, who's in the health and fitness industry. And she and I were talking about this. And she does this every single week. And she's really, really consistent with posting. And so she's able to see what her followers are engaging with. And ironically, it's not always about her health and her fitness. But what it does do is that it builds trust with her followers because she's talking about her personal life. And she's humanizing her business. So she told me recently that her two most popular posts to date have been about her mom guilt, about being a working mom who constantly has to deal with the B word, which is balance. And her other popular post has to do with her son. So that has to do with the milestone that her son has made. And again, this has nothing to do with health and fitness, but it just goes to show that there is a real life human behind this product. And finally, tip number 12, plan ahead of time. Planning makes it possible for you to not have that question of what should my caption be? So you can do this a couple of ways. I admit I do it the old-fashioned way with a piece of paper and a pencil, and I have a calendar, and I talk about the themes that I want to talk about, and then I go more in detail with the caption and the picture I'm going to post, and maybe if I don't have that picture, then I need to somehow convince my husband to take that picture of me. Or you can also use apps. I think a really popular one is called Plan. That's P-L-A-N-N. And they do have a free version. They also have a paid version. And you get a little bit more with the paid version. It's only $4, which is not too much to spend. And with that app, you're able to schedule your posts. You're also able to save your hashtags so you can have a library of hashtags there. And you're able to see what attracted people to your post. So they share analytics with you, which, as we all know, is probably one of my most favorite parts of marketing. So if you are more of the digital person and not the old school Neanderthal like me, that is a really good way to do that. So in summary, my 12 strategies to create new content are to 1, tell a story. 2, do a brain dump. 3, look at magazine covers. 4, conduct a survey. 5, research your competitors. 6, interview someone. 7, talk about a success. 8, talk about a failure. 9, link your content to a recent haul. 10, become the expert. 11, look at analytics. And finally, 12, plan ahead. Well, I hope that you were able to learn something from this podcast. Be sure to never miss any of my podcasts by hitting that subscribe button. You can also find me on Instagram. I am Social Media Mompreneur. Until next time, happy creating new content.